Got a great show for you lined up tonight. Why don't we start it off with the carry out? This, of course, our nightly segment where I read the news to you at home. You don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Supposedly there was a parade and rally downtown. I saw a lot of Cubs gear on Michigan Avenue, but just figured it was half off at the tchotchke store to make room for the D. Wade merch. The Cubs held their victory rally downtown, and approximately 5 million fans were in attendance. So that's unbelievable. The city was alive with Cubby Blue all the way down to the river, which was dyed blue for the festivities. Although there is some irony in dyeing water blue. But it looks cool and, frankly, natural. Oh, so that's what the Chicago River is supposed to look like. Got it. The Cubs didn't disappoint as the players looked on from trolleys at a sea of fans along Addison and Michigan Avenue in true disbelief. And the fans, they were truly excited, cheering for everyone on the parade route, from buses of executives to the police and ambulances that flew by. Even a truck with porta-potties got a Go Cubs Go. The rally was more subdued on TV, though. Miking issues feel like the whole audience didn't get that huge sound. But at Hutchinson Field, it was loud. Pat Hughes read off everyone's name except the politicians, of course. Both Governor Bruce Rauner and Mayor Rahm Emanuel were on stage but didn't get introduced. Hey, if you're going to be the leader of the state or city, take your booze. What kind of example are you setting for the kids? Step up and take the booze. It's ridiculous. You don't cower in the back. No, I'm just standing here. I'm just a governor. No, it's all good. Next week's my week. Then Rizzo cried. Ross got his country buddy to sing Go Cubs Go for the 1 millionth time. No money for balloon drop. And then Chicagoans from near and wide walked into a commuter nightmare known as a train ride home. Yep. This afternoon, trains were packed and platforms were overcrowded, and the pictures looked like scenes right out of I Am Legend, where everyone's just trying to get off the island. World champs? More like World War Z champs. Yikes. The expressways were no different. Didn't help that the Ike was shut down for a considerable amount of time after a shooting investigation. Whoever shot at a car today, double the punishment. Parade rally day is like a construction zone. Any crime, double the fine. Right? Good. It was a tough commute, but hey, the last time this happened, it was horse and buggy time, and there was more than blue dye in the water. You know what I mean? Gross. Like cholera gross. But what a ride and what a day. It's still going on. Michigan Avenue is like a semi-drunk war zone, and I think we have an official smell for the Cubs rally. I got a contact high just walking to Walgreens. And to think, now the Cubs season is over, and we can finally focus and concentrate on all the political commercials running before the election. Wait, who's who and what about sex and rape and abortion and raising money for Trump and/or taxes? I'm so confused. Please stop making me turn off primetime commercials when my kid is watching. Cool? And frankly, I can't tell who's running for what. I want to get into the polls, and I'm going to realize that all these names that were bandied about, they were just for water reclamation or something. I have no idea who's running for what. In weather, Ronnie Santo and Ernie Banks must have gone to weather court in heaven today to get an injunction for this parade. It's beautiful. It can be cold after the weekend, but not before. In sports, the Cubs, well, yeah, just checked. Still World Series champs. That's good. Now we wait for the hardware. Who's going to win NL Cy Young, NL MVP? How about NL Manager of the Year? Honorary award for Ronnie Woo Woo? Maybe give John Hamm a raspberry for wearing that Cardinals hat? And I know we'll have plenty of time to talk about next year, but what about next year? Parade's over. Get back to work. Dexter, free-range Fowler, free agent. So will the Cubs re-up? And what's the deal with Arrieta's contract? Is he worth the same as what he was asking for last year? And what about Aroldis Chapman? Does the Fireballer stay or does he sign elsewhere? Theo, put down the Bud Light. Time to get back to work. Tonight, the Bulls host the Knicks at the UC, and that means the return of D. Rose and Joakim Noah. The Bulls played a tribute video to start the game, which I think will be an infomercial for Rush Orthopedics. For the first 5,000 fans, the UC should just hand out knee braces and combs. That's pretty much it. That's their legacy. Anyway, go D. Wade, go Butler. You can't let the Knicks win tonight, right? You can't let them. I mean, I kind of hope there's a fight. Is it too early for a good old-fashioned basketball fight? Whatever happened to those? Oh, right, they were replaced by kicks to the groin. That's the new basketball fight. Blackhawks decided to keep the sports mojo moving with a 4-game win streak. They won last night, and they're clicking early, so maybe, just maybe, we don't have to wait that long for another victory parade. Yeah, I just jinxed it. And the Bears, the 2-6 record, may not be the only way to gauge this team's first half. Yeah, it is. Analysts are pointing out that statistical improvements have happened on the defense from last year. So essentially now they're just giving out ribbons like they do at a Little League banquet for the team that shows the most spirit, the Chicago Bears. Maybe you shouldn't play sports. And finally tonight, if today's numbers are correct, 5 million plus fans, the Cubs parade and rally would be the seventh largest human gathering in history, just edging out a Rod Stewart concert in Brazil. So not only are we World Series champs, but hey, we beat Rod Stewart. Finally. That's the carryout for November 4th, 2016. Tonight, we're dyeing all of our food blue. So who wants a blue and red pizza? Blue and red hot dog? A blue and red beef sandwich? Yeah, sorry on that last one. That just means the meat's turning. Yeah. All right, coming up, we will have sounds of the 2016 Cubs Victory Parade out and about all morning long. We put together a little tribute for you. That'll be coming up right after the news. And, of course, the week that was with Scott Smith and Amy Guth. Stay with us, 720 WGN.